Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead.
Welcome to the Street Talk, where I am your host, Miss Shun. We are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. You can reach us by calling in at 1-0-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. Yeah. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Tonight we'll be talking about how to handle your friends.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Okay. We were having technical difficulties.
Your message has been sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. I want to welcome you to the show. We're on live at Street Talk, where I'm your host, Miss Shun. We're on every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. You can reach us by calling 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. Tonight we will be speaking about how we handle people that we call our friends. We do ask that you all come on and speak freely. We do ask that you all respect each other's opinions. We also ask that you all do not use profanity. And we ask that if you're not speaking, to push your phones on mute so that we won't hear any background noises. But I would love for you all to come in and introduce yourselves and have a conversation as we would on every Friday night on Street Talk. Hello, do I have any callers? Would you all like to introduce yourselves on tonight?
No callers at this time. What's your topic for tonight?
My topic on tonight is how to handle your friends. I had a couple of friends that would like to speak, that wanted to speak on this topic, but as you can see, some friends are not really your friends. They just actually try to compete with you. That was one of the things that I wanted to speak about on tonight as well. I wanted to speak.
Do they
want to
compete with you because of jealousy, or why do they want to compete with you?
I think a lot of people want to compete with you. They are jealous. A lot of your friends a lot of the people that you choose to hang around with you are actually jealous, and they're in competition with you no matter what you try to do, no matter if you don't try to be in competition with them at all. That's another one of the things that stops you from being friends with people. And I find myself not being friends with people because of the competition, because I feel like there's no competition when you have friends. And you're not supposed to be in competition with your friends. You're merely supposed to hang around them and just be friends. Do exactly what they choose to do, because you gather them as your friends because evidently you like something that they was doing, so you decided to be their friends. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I would like, it's a lot of different definitions of friends.
Hello?
Hello? Do I have a caller?
It's Coco.
Hey, Coco. How are you on tonight?
Good.
Tonight I was.
So what's the topic for today?
The topic for tonight is about how we handle people that we call our friends. I was merely speaking about people that you hang around is the people you call your friends, and it's different definitions to friends. and how some people are jealous of you, so they really not your friends anyway. They just hang around you just to see what you're doing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, and I was going on to read definitions about friends, but if you would like to speak about something, I would like to speak with you about it. You want me to go ahead and continue to read the definition of being a friend?
Yeah.
Okay. A friend is a person whom one knows and with whom one has a bond of mutual affection, typically a person that you just meet. That's the dictionary version of it. You have an urban dictionary meaning that I found funny, which is said people who are aware of how retarded you are and still manage to be seen in public with you, people who make you laugh till you pee in your pants, people who cry for you when one of your special items disappear, when you don't have enough money to get an ice cream, they chip in and know all your internet passwords. That was something that I found funny on the internet when they said that was the definition, somebody's definition of being a friend. And another definition was a person who has a strong liking for you and trust, and you have a you all have trust in one another. A person who is not an enemy or a friend or a foe. A person who aids or favors something. A member of a Christian group that stresses inner light, rejects sacraments, and is an ordained minister and opposes war. A person that does not like warfare. You understand that?
Uh huh.
You feel like that's the definition of a friend?
Well, like me, I got a lot of definitions of friends.
Like, what's your definition of a friend, if I may ask? What does it mean to be a friend? Coco, did I lose you? I might have lost Coco. Well, I feel like being a friend is not neglecting to meet each other's needs. You all come along, a friend loves, and sometimes, you know, show brotherly love. Anyone who does not love you. A part of being a friend is showing love. A part of being a friend is knowing how to treat each other. There's different definitions in the Bible as well. You can go to Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 31, where it says, "And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them, like doing to others as they're doing to you." In other words, it talks about how you make no friendship. In Proverbs, it talks about how you make no friendships with the man. What it say? Make no friendship with a man, given to anger, nor go with a rough man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. Hello, do I have a new caller? I guess I don't have another caller. Well, as y'all can see on tonight, I have no friends because they're not calling in because they're upset.
What's the difference between a friend and an associate?
The difference between a friend and an associate?
Yeah.
I feel like a friend is someone that you hold sacred, somebody that you trust and you honor and you show respect to. And, you know, y'all keep, like, kind of secrets and bonds, and an associate is just a person you hang around, you know, sometimes every now and then. But sometimes you find that your associates are better friends than your friends really are. Associate is a person that you just associate yourself with, somebody you hang around, you know, that y'all might have something in common, but you don't want to really share your inner self with that person. You don't want to let an associate know your business, you know. But a friend, you feel like you can really share some of your interests with. and a associate, you know, you don't want to share your business with everybody. So, you know, you don't want to share your, you know, your inner self with your associate. Your associate
but
is
your
somebody.
Friend, but your friend starts out as an associate, right?
Yeah, your friends start out as an associate. I would say that when you first meet a person, you socialize with a person. You don't just pick up anybody on the streets and say that that's your friend. You have to actually get to know a person and start to talk to a person and learn their likings and learn what they want to, you know, what they like and what they want to be like. And, you know, you decide, you pick and choose your friends. You don't just say that, hey, this person right here is my friend because, you know, just, that's my friend because I just met them. You don't just meet a person and consider them your friend. You actually get to know a person before you actually decide that they're your friend. You don't just meet a person and be like, hey, this is my
I think some people do. They don't know the difference between an associate and a friend. I have a couple of my nieces, well, one of them, every other person she meets, she calls them her friend. And you try and, she's 23, and you try and get them to understand that everybody is not your friend. Just because they're nice to you doesn't make them your friend. And so I think a lot of young people have that misconstrued about the difference between a friend and an associate.
Yeah, I agree with you on that because some people don't know how to be a friend. And I tell my friends all the time that I know how to be their friends, but I don't think that they know how to be my friends because I go out my way for some of my friends. I actually find myself going to their saviors when they call me, when they need something, or when they want me to do something for them. I find myself driving over to their houses and trying to help them out, but when I need them to do something, I don't seem to find them anywhere around me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that generally happens, but that's when you start to realize if you really do have this person is really a friend or not, because usually if a person is your friend, they're going to be there through hard times, through good times, through all times for you. And if they're not going to be there for you, they'll, you know, if they can't be there for you, I mean, they'll let you know, and they'll let you know why, but they'll still be concerned about you, and you'll know it. But that one who's not a friend, it's all about them. It's all about what they need, what they want, what they should have, and how you can help them and everything. So it's really sometimes that's when you have to really sit down and look at if a person is really your friend or not, if they're just somebody who wants to use other people.
Yeah, that's when you're looking to use it. A lot of people think that a lot of people say that they're your friends because they want to use you as well. That's another big thing that I wanted to say. A lot of people hang around you for the stuff that they need. And once they don't need you anymore, they tend to lure off and don't hang around you anymore, don't call you anymore after they've got everything that they need. They tend to not talk. Yeah, they tend to not talk to you no more. You find yourself alone, and they done already carried on and got everything that they want. You know what I'm saying? And then after they get everything they want, they too. You know what I'm saying? They're done.
Yeah.
It's all over.
That's why you have to really know the difference between what a friend is, what an associate is, and what those people are who just come around to see what they can get from you, what you got. Those are the ones that come to the party and you haven't seen or heard from them in whatever weeks or months, and all of a sudden they show up and they act as though everything is great. You know, we're still buddies, we're still this and we're still that. And when I was going through my hard times, I didn't hear from you. But now my things are a little better. You come calling, you come coming over like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. That's what you call your friends that that's really not your friends. That's not a friend at all. That's not your friend. And sometimes people don't realize that a friend don't leave you hanging when you need them the most. A friend is there for you no matter what. They're going to be there through hard times, through sickness, through health. I mean, they're going to come to the hospital with you if you're sick. If you cough, your friend going to ask you, are you okay? And you got some people just ride with you just to see you hurt. And people have to understand to distinguish the difference in between that, too, because you have a whole lot of people that just hang around you and just sit around you just to see you miserable. And I've learned that in my 32 years of living. A lot of
those
people.
Those are enemies. Those are what they call friend enemies. You know, they're friends for their good and they're enemy against your good. So it really don't mean anybody any good. It's about what they can get from you or anybody else. It's all about them. So you have to, but even when you have good friends for years, sometimes you'll have fallouts, sometimes you have disagreements, and that's all good, just so long as you have that basic understanding between you that you love each other, you trust each other, and you believe in each other. And a lot of times people don't really realize what it takes to be a real friend. It takes time and it takes endurance. And you have to really be faithful to that other person. You have another caller on the line.
Hello, caller. Matt, do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh yeah, I'm Miss Marsha.
Hi, Miss Marsha. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great.
Oh, we're on the line talking about what it takes to be a friend. We're talking about how people like what it actually takes to be a friend. You have to actually put work and structure into being friends, because a lot of people just hang around and just to see what you're doing bad, and they really not your friend. They really your enemies, and they really jealous of you, and they're really not your friend. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think about what do you think it takes to be a friend?
To be a friend, I think, you know, being a friend, you know, you just it all depends. I don't.
You don't know? I don't think really people know how to be friends nowadays. Nowadays, the way the world is going, people are pretty much hung up on themselves and being selfish and not being kind and not having self-respect, so they don't know how to be a friend and don't know how to even handle being themselves, let's not being a friend. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's kind of generalizing it. You can't generalize and say that all people are like that. You have to kind of break it down, because not all groups of people are like that. You've got some people that understand and appreciate and love having friends, and you've got others that have never learned how to be friends. Their idea of having a friend is, you can only be my friend is if you're you agree with everything I say and everything that I do. That's you're my friend. So I wouldn't categorize it that everybody's like that. I would say that most of the people who live in an environment that's very selfish and self-defeating, you know, maybe that they're the ones that just really don't understand what it means to be a friend and to have a friend.
I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying, because you're right. It is different ways. Yeah, I can't. That's like stereotyping people. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm listening. I'm listening, Ms. Beasley.
Okay. Well, I want when you talk about how to handle the people that you call friends. I wonder, are you really more relating it to the your age group and younger?
Yeah, pretty much my age group.
I wouldn't say your age group. I've got them in my age group too, and so it's just. But I think as we've gone into the 21st century, I think you see it more than you ever saw it before, where people are not really concerned about other people like they used to be. People now in this generation, regardless of what age group you're in, are really more concerned about self. And it's making the words of the Bible being fulfilled, because in the Bible it tells you about people becoming lovers of self. They're really more focused on them, their pleasure, their joy, and them everything. So they don't really look at friends being all that valuable today. It's really about me, my, and I. So I think maybe some of the problems may be that a lot of people aren't really self-secure, got enough self-esteem or whatever it is, so that they understand about relationships. I think that's one of the biggest problems that we have now, is that people don't understand how relationships evolve.
Yeah, you have to develop a relationship with a person in order to be a friend, period. So if you can't even understand how a relationship works, you can't even understand how a friendship works. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people tend to, how can I put it? Like, if it's not all about what they're going through at that moment, then they don't want to talk about it, or they don't want to hear about it, or, you know, it doesn't mean anything to them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I've known a lady like that for a number of years. That's the way her attitude is. And so it doesn't surprise me that the younger groups would be acting, because you have the older groups acting the same way.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Wait, but I'm back on the line. I was answering my other telephone, but I'm listening.
Yeah. We were talking about being friends, like what it takes to be a friend. A lot of people don't know what it takes to be a friend. They, you know, you have to learn how to develop a friendship with a person, first of all, in order to be a friend. You have to build a relationship, you know. And with a person not knowing how to build a relationship, you know, when it comes to, like, being, like, oneself, people don't know how to handle that themselves, so I don't think that people can. Some people don't know, I'm not saying everybody, but some people don't even know how to handle oneself, because it's like if they do unto others as they do as you want them to do unto you. Like a lot of people, I can say some people carry themselves in such a manner to where I tell, like, handle it. The people that I call my friends, let's say the people that I call my friends, I tell them all the time that I feel like I'm being their friend, but they don't know how to be my friend because how I treat them like I would want them to treat me. So I be courteous and I be kind to them. I go overboard and I help them. I might lose some sleep or something behind something that they're doing, you know what I'm saying? Or overthinking like what they're going through, or trying to help them handle different things. But like when it comes to my problems, like it's nobody there to help. You get what I'm saying? So that's why I tell the people that I hang around, maybe y'all are my associates. Like, I'm y'all friend, but y'all my associates. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. But you have to put me first, you.
You said when you put me first, then I would be being selfish. I wouldn't be being a friend. So then I wouldn't be being a friend. You get what I'm saying? So at that point, how do I handle that? How would you say that I should handle that? How do you think I should handle that, Marsha? Like, if you saying for me to put me first, then don't you think that's not being a friend?
Well, I mean, God comes first, and then you, and then it's treating people nice and kind. That's what you're supposed to do. But it's you, God, your children, and you. You know, you can't take from them and do for someone. You know, if you don't, I don't know what you are. It's nothing. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do, treat people kind and nice. But if they're not treating you the same way, I mean, me, myself, I would have to just back off from them. I don't, those are not friends. Sound like, you know, I don't know what kind of friends you don't know. I just, you do more.
You don't, I have. I don't have any friends, I don't think. I have God and I have my kids and stuff like that. That's what I'm telling you. I know how to be their friend, but they don't know how to be my friend. I have a new caller online. Hi, caller. Would you like to introduce yourself? We're on tonight talking about being friends and what it takes to be a friend. Would you like to introduce yourself or just say hello? You don't have to say much if you don't want to, but I would like to at least introduce yourself. Okay, my new caller didn't want to talk. But we're on tonight speaking about being a friend. But I find myself, Ms. Marshall, are you still there?
I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah, I find myself dealing with people that around me just to see what I'm doing or just to see if I'm a fail. So those are not my friends. That's what I'm telling you. Like, I know that they're not my friends at that point. And I know that they're not my friends. That's what I'm telling you. I tell them that too, and then they'll tell me, no, I am your friend. Like, how are you going to say I'm not your friend? I ride with you every day. I say riding with me every day doesn't mean that you're my friend. That's merely taking up my gas and just trying to see what I'm doing every day. That's not trying to help me or, you know, you're not even like, you know, they like to see you in misery sometimes. They don't, like I told Ms. Beasley earlier, like some people ride around with you. You have to be careful what you're doing. Some people be around you and in your presence merely to see you fall, not to be your friend. And in today's society, a lot of people are doing that instead of actually helping you or being around you because they care for you and because they want to see you succeed or because they want to help you or because they want to be around you. They're not doing that nowadays. They're coming around you because they want to see exactly how you're going to fall down that day so that they can go back and talk about it with their friends, with the folks they call their friends.
I'm Sean.
Uh-huh, I'm listening.
It sounds like to me that you need to change groups, change your friends. Friends, they help one another and do for one another. But the kind of friends you're describing, you need to find another group of friends, don't you think?
You didn't just hear what I said. I said I don't have any friends. I said we were talking about how what does it take to be friends and how to handle friends. I said I don't have any friends. I'm friends to people. I am friends to people.
The people you socialize with. Why would
Yeah, those are associates. Those are associates. They are associates.
Well, so what she's asking you is why are you bothering with them even to be associates? Because when people mean you no good and you become aware of the fact that they mean you no good, then why even bother with them to the point of being associates? Because associates are just as harmful as bad friends. So why would you even be bothered with them? You know, sometimes you have to look at friends and you have to start dropping them off. It's like, you know, okay, I'm going to drop you here and I'm going to drop you there, because when you find out that people are, they don't have your best interest at heart, then you don't become associates with them or anything else. You see them on the street, you speak to them, you wave at them, you keep on going. We don't ride in my car. And we don't go to the grocery store together unless we're associates and we get along pretty good. Like, I have a neighbor, you might ask, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll do a favor for you. But we're just neighbors. We're just people. We can wave at. We can talk a few minutes. But we don't get personal with each other. So a person that's not my friend, I don't get personal with, and I don't really take to being friendly to them. If I can help them, I will. But I choose to have, sometimes as you get older, Deshaun, you have to have a few good friends. You know, as you're younger, you'd like to have a lot of friends, and, you know, it makes you popular, it makes you feel good, and all that's good. But as you get older, you have to start realizing you're only going to have a really few, just a few good friends.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Yeah, I'm aware of that. That's what I'm telling y'all. I said that I know that they're not my friends. So, yeah, when you speak about dropping them off and things of that nature, yeah, this is exactly what I do. So when she's saying, why do I hang around
them? I mean, when I say drop them, I mean drop them, don't have any further dealings with them because they're not going to ever be for good.
Yeah, that don't mean no good. I'm aware of that. But what I'm saying is, sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Why would you want to be in the company of those kind of people?
Oh, because it's the world. This is life. This is real life, and you come into contact with people that you don't like any time. Like, sometimes you go around people just, you know, you just around people. It's just to be around people, period. And if you know how to distinguish the difference between the two, you can look them right in the face and tell them, like, I'm telling you, it's not a secret that I've told the people that I hang around that, hey, I know that they're not my friends. It's not that. I'm aware. It's the difference in you not being aware and you still going around and thinking that they're your friends. They're not your friends. They're the people that hang around to see if you're going to do something wrong that day so that they can talk about it, you know?
But my answer to you is why you want to go around those kind of people. You can find a lot. It's a lot of things to do outside of being company with those kind of people.
Oh, and that's what I'm doing. It took me 32 years to figure that out, and I'm 32 years old. And at this point, I'm finding myself hanging around more positive people. Like, you have kids, and that's why you go to the schools, and you hang out with the school kids, and you go to the practices with the kids, and you find male friends to hang around, well, dudes to hang around, and you find a husband, and you find a family. You start back to hanging around your family because your family is not your friends. They're just your family, and you just hang around them. You know what I'm saying? If you want company, you keep your company, and you know what I'm saying? You keep your Bible and stuff like that. You start going to the churches, and you start going to other things other than hanging around the people that you socialize with. You still have to have a social life, and you're still going to meet people in real life. You're still going to run into the same people in the world. You're still going to go around them. You're going to face them every day. People face people every day that they consider to be associates. You have to socialize with somebody at some point. You can't just keep yourself inside a bubble. You have to go outside. It's not a secret. You have to go outside in this world and deal with the human public, and the human public is not kind sometimes. But dealing with the human public, you learn that, hey, at some point I'm going to deal with you, at some point I'm not. But you have to limit yourself to the things that you do with these people. And I find myself helping people because I'm doing what Jesus does. He loved, even though people didn't love him, he helped when people didn't help him. And I find myself doing those things, and then they'll have to decide whether they're going to, you know, it's a part of being self, a part of being respect. You know what I'm saying? It's a part of respect. I respect people to the point where I know how to feel. If a person asks me for help, I'm not going to always say that I'm not going to run to their begging call anymore. But if they need help and I see that they desperately need help, I'm still going to help because I have a loving heart and I have a kind heart. So I help people when I know that they need me the most. But I don't find myself going to anyone's rescue that I know mean me harm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it sounds like, well, you still growing up, you still here, but then you have to, God's still working on you and me and everybody else, but you don't have to be in that kind of environment.
Yeah, you don't have to keep that kind of company. When you know that a person is not good for you, you don't have to keep that kind of company. You're right.
These kind of people don't mean you no good. And sound like to me, you know, it just, you know, he's still working on you. God is still working on you. So you eventually get away from these people, because I don't know. There's a lot of people in the world, just like I be kind and nice, but I don't have to have that company. I know God is with me, and he'll never leave me or forsake me. You know, all I do is treat people nice. I speak to everybody. Nothing wrong with talking to people in conversation with them, but being in their company, and people know that y'all, you know, foul mouths and use foul languages and, you know, just that kind of environment. It's the kind of people you come with that rub off and get inside your system. It'll get inside you. So I wouldn't be around those kind of people. I still love them, but love them as a distance.
I agree with you on that, Ms. Sharon. I agree with you, Ms. Marshall, all the way. We have a new caller. Hello, caller. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm Trishonda Beasley.
Hi, Trishonda. We were on tonight and we're talking about being friends with people and how to handle your friends and what it takes to be a friend. And Ms. Sharon was speaking with me about my friends. I was telling her that I hang around people all the time, and I think that the people merely hangs around me just to see if I'm going to make a mistake today and to talk about it. And I was thinking that you have to know how to point out that, you know, those are not your friends. They're not a friend to you, but you still be friends to them. And I told her that I sometimes love them. What do you think being a friend consists of?
I think being a friend really consists of loving them for their attributes as well as their faults. You know what I'm saying? Because we all have faults. So, you know, I think a friend really just, you know, regardless of the bad decisions you make and, you know, the wrong things you do, that they still love you. But I do believe that there's a line you have to draw, because some people are really just toxic towards each other. I have a friend who, me and her are very toxic, you know, to each other. We're not, you know, and I love her to death and I know she loves me, but we're not good for each other.
When you say y'all are toxic, when you say y'all are not good for each other, what do you mean? Like, what happens when you're around that person? How do you feel? Like, what do you mean? Explain it to me so I can understand if I have those kind of friends around me.
I mean, like, when we're around each other, we kind of revert back to those old days of what we used to do, you know, back in the gap when we were kicking it, you know?
Oh, okay.
Just, I mean, like, we kind of, caution goes to the wind. It's like, oh, well, let's kick it, you know, turn up, you know. So, and neither one of us will be like, no, we, you know, really don't need to. So, yeah, that's what I mean by toxic.
Oh, okay, I get what you're saying. Okay, the kind of friend that when you get with them, you just carry on, and you know that you don't really need to be carrying on, but you just carry on anyway. Okay, I get you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, when you grow older, sometimes you grow wise. Hopefully grow wiser, and you don't want to keep on doing the same thing that you used to do in your past. You want to expunge yourself from that as far as possible. So yeah, I understand what you mean when you say you be toxic for each other. Yeah, I have some of those kind of friends as well. When I get with them, we just go and just carry on. And not supposed to be carrying on at all, but hey, you be like, okay, the time has came and you just want to have a little fun. You turn up for no reason, and no, that's not
good.
Exactly.
I don't got kids. I'm a wife. I'm a mother. You know.
Yeah, you got a whole life
ahead. Those priorities have changed. Exactly. Our priorities are different, you know.
As you get older, you learn that I feel like when you get older, your friends tend to be your family and the people that you that your kids go to school with and stuff like that. You find new friends, and, you know, the old friends that you grew up with, you tend to grow away from them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go different directions, different lifestyles. And sometimes
exactly.
you have sometimes you have that friend that is, even though that they live a different lifestyle, sometimes you can just call them and just be like, hey, how are you? And, you know, y'all have a mutual agreement that, hey, we're going to kick it at some point. We might go out. We might go out to eat, you know, with our families. And those are the kind of good friends that you have, you know, the kind of friends that you go with your whole family. You know, you don't have to hide nothing from your family, you know. That's what I call a friend, something that you ain't got to hide your family from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those kind of people. They can come around and all y'all do the same things. You know what I'm saying? That's a good friend. That's a healthy relationship, you know. And your friends know when to tell you, hey, this is going too far. You know, hey, I can't, you know.
Exactly.
Your friends will let you go home. Like if you're married and you know that you got a girl's night out, you know, your friends will say, hey, you know, it's time for you to go home. You got a whole husband. I don't have a husband. You know what I'm saying? That's what I call a good friend, because I have some friends that's like that. They'd be like, hey, you forgot you had a husband at home. I'd be like, no, I ain't forgot I had a husband at home. Let me go ahead and go home with my husband, you know. At some point, that's what I call a good friend, you know.
The ones who you cannot talk to them for months, you know, and you pick up the phone and you call them, and it's like, you know, ain't no time passed, and it ain't no hurt feelings, you know what I'm saying? Just
that's a good friend. That's a good friend right there, yeah. I consider that a good friend, because I have some friends that I ain't seen in years, and when I get back around them, it's just like, hey, 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 girl, hey, how are you? And, you know, we pick up, and we have a good conversation, casual conversation, and, you know, they don't ask me, hey, let's go drinking, let's go party, you know, and if we do go party, we'll go party, you know, together, and we know how to let go, and we don't feel some type of way when we leave at the end of the night, you know, we don't feel like we owe each other nothing.
Yeah.
Have you ever ran into some friends that when it's time to get ready to go, it's like all they hang ups is like right there on the table. You be like, oh my goodness, like I can't leave you like this, like, and it's like that is not a good friend.
Yeah.
That's not a good friend to have. The ones with all the hang ups when you get ready to leave, and they know you got somewhere to go, or they know you got to go to work or something. They know you got something to do. You got kids, but they still want you to come over to their house and chill. That's not
exactly. And act like you wrong.
Mm-hmm. And make
you feel. I had a situation like that not too long ago, and you know, a friend of mine, I was like, well, you know, if I go, my husband going, you know, and she was like, you lame, you know, you you know what I'm saying? You whip, you know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like, that's not what I'm supposed to do. And it's like, no, see, I can't even fool with you like this, you know?
Yeah, because you got a whole
like,
husband.
I'm not going to be in tour with my husband for you. And she didn't understand it. She's like, oh, well, I ain't going to be keeping you. Yeah, exactly. You're not.
She was carrying on at that point, because she got upset because she had a whole husband. That's what you call jealousy and stuff like that. That's what jealousy and stuff come into play. And I have a whole lot of friends that's like that too. I find it to where even your people that you call friends, and then they turn around, they be like, well, girl, well, what you and your dude doing today? And then they try to make a big old ordeal out of something that's small. You know, you and your dude can get into an argument over something. They try to make you and your dude argument seem so big because they just want to kick it with you that day. You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff. I don't like them kind of friends. That's not a good friend. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. But some people just like to see you in misery, so that's not being a good friend, period. But being a good friend, I feel like good friends will always be there when you need them. If you ain't talked to them in a long time, they'll be there. If you need a little...
That's
I find that you don't have to... If you need a helping hand, your friend is always there for a shoulder to lean on. And I'm not going to say, like, always there as far as... If I got a single friend and she just wants me to come to the club with her, just because that's not being a friend. She's out of hand if she wants you to do that. And she know you got a whole husband or a whole boyfriend at the house. That's not being a friend. But your friends, if they single, they know that at some point in time you have to go home. And
regardless. And you should want that for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You should be like, well, you know you need to go to the house, you know?
Yeah, that's
If you're not in my life because you want me to do better or you want me to be happy and you know what I'm saying, you want me to be the best that I can be, I don't need you in my life at all. I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are just not like that, and they don't understand it. You know, if you call me, I got you. You know, and you need me, I got you. Don't worry about it. But you shouldn't want to put me in an uncomfortable situation to help you, because I wouldn't do you like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know some people that'll have your back all the way up until that moment, and then they just disappear. It's like disappearing
feet.
Yeah. Carry on. They be like, yeah, girl, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and they done talked into it and all that stuff, and you be all happy. You be ready to do something, be ready to go somewhere, and then they just disappear. That's crazy. I find that crazy.
Yeah. I mean, and it's really just what that is nowadays, because loyalty is not what it used to be. You know, it really isn't, because back in the gap, I'm going to ride for you. You know what I'm saying? We going to ride regardless, you know? But it's not like that no more. They're turning it back on you, be talking about you, and it's really sad that I have to watch my back around my friends, you know?
Yeah, the people that you call your friends. Don't say around your friends.
Exactly.
Around
exactly.
Your friends, you're supposed to be able to leave your prayers right there. You're supposed to be able to leave your personal business.
I can say anything, and I don't have to worry about it getting back to somebody else. Or, you know, just little bit of stuff. People are shady, and it's sad when people are shady. I've had my feelings hurt so many times behind people who I thought were my friends, you know. It's sad. You really have to pick the people who you keep the closest to you.
The people that you seem to keep the closest usually end up being your enemy, because for some reason
I find that
the person that sticks around you the most is the person that can hurt you the most. You know what I'm saying? Because that person right there know your every move.
And you have to
actually analyze why they actually sitting right there, because at some point that person right there actually wants to be you. And when they learn that they can't be you, they feel some type of way. And you have the biggest problem with that one person.
And any way they can break you down, they're going to do that. And they got all the ammo. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know everything. So, you know, it's sad. It really is. It's really sad. I was telling my husband, I don't have no friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I pick and choose the stuff that I tell a person, and I might tell a person something just to see how far they're gonna go with it. Just, you know how you give a person that leeway, you give them that shoe string. You give them that shoe string. I'm the kind of person if I feel like I want to be your friend, I give you a shoe string, and I see how far you gonna pull it. You know what I'm saying? At some point, if you don't pull it that far, you know what I'm saying, and it, you know what I'm saying, we can keep that little bond, then that's who I call my friend, because that's the person that's going to be there. You know what I'm saying? I'm the kind of person anyway. I feel like there's no need to tell a friend all your business. It's not a need. Your friend not going to barge in on your business. Your friend going to see that you hurt. And your friend gonna try to give you some kind of comfort. They not gonna just tell you, girl, well, just tell me the bad stuff that happened. Just tell me everything. You know,
your friend
is gonna be the kind of person that's kind to your heartache and your pain. You know what I'm saying?
They're happy when you happy.
Yeah, they
you know
they
sad when you sad.
Yeah, they gonna feel that pain when you down. They gonna feel that happiness when you happy. They gonna be excited when you excited about something. They gonna talk positive to you. You know what I'm saying? Even when you down, I'm the kind of person like, say for instance, if you telling me, oh, I done lost all my money and girl, I don't know how I'm supposed to do this and that, and you know you talking to me down, I'm the kind of friend that's gonna be like, girl, guess what? You can pray about that, and let's go try to find a way to get that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm the kind of friend that do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm the kind of friend that do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, girl, look, it's not that big of a problem. You know, give it to God. You know, he's going to, you know, make a way. I'm going to try to show you a positive way out of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say, girl, come on, well, you going through something, girl. Let's just go get drunk about it. You know what I'm saying? No, that's not what's up. Mm-mm. That's not what's up.
We have 12 minutes. I thank y'all for calling. Let me give a number out one more time. We can finish our conversation, but let me get a number out one more time. Anybody that's listening, we're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. You can call us on Street Talk at 310-982-4126, 310-982-4126. We're talking tonight about what it takes to be a friend. I have a new call online. Hello, would you like to introduce yourself?
What's going on? This is Doughboy.
Hey, Doughboy, how are you on tonight?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, cousin?
I'm fine. We're speaking tonight about being a friend and what it takes to be a friend. I have a few callers online. We're speaking about, you know, pretty much the wrap up of being a friend. What's your meaning of being a friend? And we would like to know your meaning of being a friend, Doughboy.
My friendship is, you know what I'm saying, being loyal to the bitter end, ride with my friends till the wheels fall off. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I do it where I'm from. I don't know about anybody else, but you know what I'm saying? You know, ride with me till we fall off.
When you say ride with me till we fall off, we don't use profanity, but, like, explain to me, like, what you mean when you say ride with it till you fall off. So everybody on the phone can understand.
Stand by me, you know what I'm saying? We're going to ride together till whatever, you know, to the bitter end. Through the good times and bad times, our friendship is like a marriage. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's just what it is.
Do you have any friends?
I got a couple of good friends. So you know me, you real tight. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, how do you keep your friends?
I treat my friends just like I want to be treated. You know what I'm saying? With honor and respect. You respect me, I'm going to respect you. You can call on me anytime you need me, anytime, morning, noon, or night. You know, I'm down with you no matter what, you know. I'm that friend that, you know what I'm saying, to his normal friends than his own.
I have a couple of background noises. If you are willing to check my house, background noises, if you would, please go to a place that's not as loud, or you can mute your phone somewhere. I can hear a lot of background noises, and we're on live radio. So if you are, would please tone down your background noise.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I have a new caller. Who are you? Introduce yourself, please.
Diamond D.
What's your name?
Diamond D.
Diamond D, hi. We're on live on Blog Talk. We're speaking about being friends with each other and what it takes to be a friend. I've shared, we've got a couple of callers online. We're speaking about what it takes to be a friend. What do you consider being a friend?
Faithful and loyal companion, whether male or female, and that's even just with yourself.
Faithful, what you say? Tell me again, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Being a lawyer and considerate companion, that's either with a male, female, or just being with yourself.
Oh, okay, I agree with that. Do all the callers agree with that?
Yeah.
Ain't too many people talking about nothing because they don't know what it is.
Yeah. We was talking tonight. I shared my story with people. I feel like I'm friends with a lot of people, and I try to go out my way to help other people, and I feel like nobody, I tell my friends all the time that I know how to be their friend, but they don't know how to be my friend. I feel like people hang around me to merely see me go under.
Yeah, that's true. That's why it ain't too many. You know, you have to start with yourself first.
We brought out a couple of key points. Doughboy said that he feels like honor and respect. He feels like you're supposed to roll to the wheel fall off. And LaShondra, she's on the line. She said that she feels like she's married, and she feels like friends are supposed to know when to let go. And she said she has a couple of friends that like to carry on. You know, she has some friends that come around her, and you know they're toxic to each other. And
right.
One of her friends is toxic. You know, they're not supposed to really be around each other. You know, because they tend to go back and do the things that they done when they were younger. Every time they get around each other, and it's not healthy. You know, growing up older, being older, and being wiser. You know.
Correct.
at some point you have to learn to let go of, you know, your childish things, and you have to know how to handle each other as adults and know how to respect each other's feelings and, you know, just each other's relationships that they have going on in their lives at that time.
Understandable.
Yeah. I tend to lose a lot of my loved ones or the relationships that I get in because the friends that I have and the company that I keep. So, you know, that's kind of touching to know.
You know, I'm sorry, me personally, I'm a loner type, so I'm my own best friend, so I know how to treat myself, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, besides God first, you know what I'm saying? I know he ain't going to never do me no harm, no wrong, ain't going to lead me no wrong direction. So, you know, that's my first example of a friend. And, you know, like I said, it also starts with yourself, you know what I'm saying? Once you get yourself lined up with your top friend, you know what I'm saying, everything else is kind of minute, you know what I'm saying? That's the way I stand. That's where I stand, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm a loner, though.
Yeah, it falls in place. I agree with you on that. That's why I'm getting to know. That's why I'm getting to know. I'm getting into the Bible more, and I'm tending to learn how to express myself as far as me being just myself and not dealing with other people. Like Miss Marshall was online, and she asked me, "Why do I be around people that's carrying on with me like that?" And I tell her, I say, "I don't know. I'm just that kind of a person. Like I'm the kind of person that don't." Over and beyond and out my way to try to help people. But at some point, her and Ms. Beasley brung out the point that at some point you have to learn to let that go. Don't allow people to, that's what the person is using. You know what I'm saying? And you got to let that go.
Right. Well, I just listened to some ministry from Joyce Myers just this morning, and she spoke about how the Bible speaks about others. And when it speaks about others, they talking about as far as being a servant, which is okay to be a servant because Jesus Christ also was a servant, not just our in-between man, between God, you know what I'm saying? Jesus set himself down to wash people's feet and, you know, even in the biblical term, you know, to wash feet. In those days, where you were the lowest point, you were the lowest person, you were considered a peasant because, you know, back then everybody wore sandals, and, you know, sandals and, you know, your feet get, you know, through all the walking and stuff that they done, you know what I'm saying, somebody had to wash their feet, and even Jesus Christ done that, you know what I'm saying, just to show that he was there to just help people, you know what I'm saying, so you have to take that, you know what I'm saying, if you're a spiritual person, you have to take that and know that you what it is just you have a purpose. You know what I'm saying? If it's to help people and those that don't give it back, let them do them. You know what I'm saying? As long as you're doing the right thing and walking in Jesus Christ.
That's exactly how I feel on that. I apologize for overtalking you, but that's exactly how I was trying to explain to her. That's how I find myself worthy and working in the – I feel like I'm doing the right thing. I feel like I'm doing what my father is asking me to do. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
I think my place is to help other people, so I find myself helping other people. So if I can be a friend to the next person, maybe I'm showing them an example of being a friend, and maybe they won't cross the borderlines, and they'll learn how to be a friend by the way I act. Do that make sense to you?
That's right. Yes, it does.
Okay, so I don't find it harmful to actually help other people.
That's right. As long as your intentions are good, you know, God see through all that. He see all that. So, you know, that secures you a spot in heaven. You hear me? So that's what we live for. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. We have 1 minute left. We have 1 minute left, and I apologize. I would like you, Diamond D, I would like you to close in prayer if you wouldn't mind.
I'm not good at leading prayers, but I can do that. I can just, you know, give what, you know, God give to me. All right, thank you, Father, for this heavenly day. Thank you for our health and strength. Thank you for the things that are not promised to us. Let nothing be taken for granted because it is all given to us through you and our personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May we all have a bright day and, Just keep God, man. Just keep God first. That's all you got to do. Stay prayed up. And, you know, the devil's busy. He's working. And, you know, God's calling a lot of us home. So it's best we get it right and stay lined up because we will have our day. It's just what it is.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And all of these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all calling, Colin. Back on next Friday night. Thank you all for calling. Thank you all for calling.
Thank y'all for having me.
Okay. I'll see you all next Friday from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Thanks. You have a good night.